Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kia D Unplugged.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome, welcome, welcome to an outstanding and incredible week, another amazing and extraordinary day, another incredible and amazing month. That's right. It's March now. I'm so excited about the month of March and everything that the month of March has to offer for us. It's going to be exciting, especially on these great Mondays. We've got extraordinary shows lined up just for you. I'm really excited about today right here on the Kia D Unplugged show. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Of course, I'm joined every week by my incredible co-host, DJ Hev Love. How you holding it down, Hev Love? Your microphone fitting nice? The headphones fitting good today?
That's right.
We're in the studio. Got some brand new stuff going on in the studio today. Feeling good. Right. Looking lovely. We've got an extraordinary show lined up for everyone today. That's right. We've got CEO and software developer Jason Taylor of Code Authority. We also have a saxophonist, Katja Rickerman, that'll be joining us today. She was a saxophone for Rod Stewart for over 25 years. Saxophonist for Rod Stewart for over 25 years. And we're going to have her on the show today. Do you know who Rod Stewart is?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Well, she got to play alongside him for a very long time. So we're extraordinarily excited to have both of these incredible guests on the show today. The software developer, Jason Taylor, we're going to dive directly into his incredible brain. He's got a lot of stuff to talk about. And, of course, I'm sure Katja Rickerman does as well. So I'm very excited about this extraordinary show. DJ of Love, you want to get us started off with some good music tonight? I think we should be able to hear some good low-loving, high-loving, whatever you kind of feel in loving music tonight. It's just a real jazzy night tonight for me. And we've got an incredible lineup of music in store for you. I know you cannot wait. We've got new music that you haven't heard. We've got some old music, some old goodies. We're going to bring back some Anthony A.K. King that you all love and enjoy. And we got the Hot Topic panel coming up in just a little bit. I am so very excited, and you should be too. Don't go anywhere. DJ Hub Love is holding it down on the ones and twos with this hot music. We'll be right back with the Kia D Unplugged show. Yeah.
We back. It's your man, DJ Hev Love, holding it down with the lovely Miss Kia D in the house tonight on the Unplugged show.
Yeah. I'm so excited about tonight. Are you excited about tonight, Hev Love?
I'm very excited. Trying to figure out how to start a meal, small business or something. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Because tonight's show features an incredible young man who's a software developer, CEO, Jason Taylor. He's going to be joining us tonight. And if you got a small business, big business, and you're wanting some software developed, he is the young man you need to speak with. And we're going to pick his brain tonight. Guess who else is going to be coming on the show?
Who is that? Who we got?
Katja Rickerman, she is an incredible and amazing saxophonist. She's extraordinary. She played for Rod Stewart for 25 years, right along Rod Stewart, the extraordinary, for 25 years. That extraordinary lady will be joining us with her sexiness. She's amazingly sexy, by the way, and I don't say that about a lot of women. I'm just saying I give women their glory. I don't play. But she was born and raised in Lubbock, a small town north of Germany, and it's actually Lübeck. A small town north of Germany, and she moved to Hamburg to study music. So,
okay. Sounds very interesting. I almost thought she was from Texas at first when you said that.
I said Lubbock on purpose, for real, seriously, because that's what it looks like. Well, it's not. It doesn't really look like Lubbock. But Lübeck is what it is, and it's L-U-E-B-E-C-K. Yeah, L-U-E-B-E-C-K.
Okay.
Yeah, really excited about that. But one of Katja's first high-profile performances was with the rock band Scorpions in 1997, followed by a guest appearance with the Canadian rock band Saga. In the true Hollywood fashion, Katja was eventually cast as a regular on the hit television series Ally McBeal. And in the feature film Star Trek Nemesis, which increased her profile visibility. The entertainment industry quickly took notice of Katja's musical talent after that point. And her story goes on and on and on. She had the opportunity to have the chance of a lifetime when she went on the road, when she went on the Rod Stewart Human World Tour in 2001 and 2002. So the opportunity gave her the ability to prove herself as a soloist performing with a superstar on an international stage. So excited to have that young lady on with us today. That is Miss Katja Rickerman. She's going to be joining us. Woo! That's right. That's right. Now, listen, if you have been waiting on this young lady to come on, that's right. I know I have too. It is going to be absolutely amazing. Have love. This next young lady has done amazing things all across the globe. All across the globe. That's right. She has sung, played her incredible saxophone. I guess you can call it singing. I wonder if she can sing too. I wonder if people can sing that can play. I wonder if that's hand in hand or if they just rather play. We're going to ask her today. We're going to pick her brain today. That's right. Katja Rickerman is joining us today. That's right. We've got new music by this incredible and amazing saxophonist. Don't go anywhere. Up next, Miss Katja Rickerman, saxophonist extraordinaire, will be joining us on the Key to D Unplugged. My main man, DJ Hev Love, is holding it down, making sure we have the most extraordinary music played on this show, including an extraordinary hit entitled Sweet Talk by an extraordinary and amazing saxophonist. Now listen, Hev Love, when you think about saxophones, tell me what's the first thing that you think of when you think saxophone?
Romance.
Ooh, good one. I love it. Listen, this young lady that is coming on the show next just exhibits the true sense of romance. She is talented. She is extremely, extremely attractive. When you go to the website, wetalkradio.com, and you'll be able to see all of her beautiful pictures. She's absolutely amazing. She is an extraordinary on this horn, too. Now, we talked about her earlier, and remember I said we've got a Lubbock, Texas down here, but she's actually from Lubeck, which is, and I'm hoping I'm saying that right, it's a small town in Germany, and then she moved to Hamburg to actually study music. She's extraordinary as it pertains to the saxophone and beyond. She actually had the opportunity of a lifetime when she was able to do the Rod Stewart Human World Tour in 2001 and 2002, and that gave her extraordinary and amazing opportunities to do her thing solo. I'm telling you, it was amazing. She's a superstar. She's an international superstar, and we're excited to have her on the show today. In 2007, she released a self-titled debut CD entitled Katja. That's right. Absolutely extraordinary. She also established her role as the lead saxophonist in Rod Stewart's band. 25 years she got to stand next to the incredible Rod Stewart, and she got to do amazing things. Really excited about it because guess what? We've got her on the show today, and we're going to talk to her about, listen, there's only so many people on the face of the earth that have so much talent, just like this young lady, and I'm so excited to have her on today. She's got an extraordinary history. She's got a first new single, Walking the Dog, that impacted the radio market in July of 2015, and we're going to be talking to her about this extraordinary new album and this extraordinary an incredible jazzy sound. I cannot wait to hear it. That's right. I cannot wait for you to hear it. That's right. It is none other than the extraordinary and amazing Germany's finest, Katja Rickerman. How are you? Thanks for joining us today.
Hey. Am I, can you hear me now? Am I talking live?
Oh, we got you. You are.
Oh, great. Oh, my God. You guys just made me grow about 30 centimeters. So many compliments. Wow, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You're so deserving. So deserving.
Oh, so you're so nice. You're so nice.
We want to dive directly into your incredibleness. to this incredible melodic sound that you give out. It's just extraordinary. Why don't you go ahead and just give us a little bit of who you are and exactly what you do? We would love to just hear from you.
Okay. Well, earlier you said something about me being with Rod Stewart for 25 years. That is not correct.
My apologies.
Yeah, it's okay. I played with him for 14 years, since 2001. 14, yeah. So that's a little less than 25 years. That was an amazing experience for me, and I got to see the world touring with him. I think I was in Australia like 5 times with him, and I've been to places like South Africa, South America, of course Europe, everywhere, all the way in the U.S. So I'm really extremely grateful to have had that opportunity, and also having been featured with Rod many, many times in many years, and performed at some amazing events and television shows and stuff like that. So, yeah, really grateful for that. And besides that, whenever I was not touring with Rod Stewart, I used my time to write songs myself and record songs. And I just released my third solo CD called Never Stand Still last year in 2015.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And that is my baby. I love this record. It's a 70s soul Motown inspired record. They're all originals, but they're all, they all have the sound of if you listen to like Junior Walker, Sam Cooke and the Temptations and those guys. So I basically took that sound and I wrote my own music and recorded it kind of like with the retro sound as well. Mm. So everything on the CD is live. There's nothing programmed or. And it's really organic sounding and very melodic sounding record. Unlike, a lot of times in our days, I think, people got to love the smooth jazz a lot, and that to me, the smooth jazz sometimes is missing a little bit of soul and melody.
Mm. She said
so
it.
I know it's like horrible to say that, because
we've been saying it for years. That's why I'm glad somebody finally who plays. See, I can't play. I can say it all day, but I don't play. I need somebody who plays to say it.
Yeah, I just wanted to do something different, and I think I accomplished doing that. I had a great producer with my partner, Jeffrey Carruthers. He is a Grammy-nominated producer. He is actually one of the big smooth jazz producers, and he has been wanting for me to do a smooth jazz album from the beginning, but I was always kind of like rebellious towards it. He also produced my first record, Katya, that I released in 2007.
Yeah,
and
yes.
That is also not, not real smooth jazz. So so that's a little bit of my history, and I don't know. Maybe now you can ask me some questions. So I don't know. I could talk all night long, but
we could definitely talk all night long. Your history totally speaks for itself. I mean, you've definitely toured the world and done amazing things. When you're writing your songs, and we know that Katja, which was an amazing album, by the way. When you're actually naming an album, Katja, that says, this is me. This is for the world to see. Is that what you were saying when you put that album out?
Well, that was my first album that I ever put out. I had written songs before and recorded songs before, but I never released them. And so Katya was my debut album, mm-hmm. which was actually mainly covers. There were, I covered like Natural Woman and Reminiscing, also like old classics, but they were all covers except for two songs that were originals of mine on there. So it was just for me kind of like something to get out there, to have a product, you know. But it wasn't really my soul and my, you know, what I really wanted to do, because they were all covers. Then I actually had an idea for a second record. I don't know if you if you're aware of that, which I had the idea of a funny title, and the title was Horn Star with an H.
Horn Star, yes.
Horn Star, and so I figured, because it's kind of what's the right word? With that name, I didn't really want to do a jazz record, so I decided to do a house record, like house, electro house,
yes,
record. So that's what that, yes, one is. It's like completely,
yes,
different. It's all like house beats and dance music, and then, you know, on top of it, like some saxophone stuff. So that was a fun little project as well. But then the third project was really born out of my passion for that era of music and that appreciation for that music.
Never Stand 70s. Still.
Yeah.
Love it. Never Stand Still. And you know, you went retro. You know, anytime you go back and pull from the 70s, there's so much soul, there's so much life, you know, and there's so much love inside of 70s music. You know, it's just totally awesome to pull from that. Amazing, you know, you're giving life from life, which is awesome. Hornstar, Katja, Never Stand Still, an incredible and amazing young lady doing amazing things across the globe. Really, really excited to have her on today. The incredible and amazing saxophonist, Katja Rickerman. Incredible, doing amazing things. You are from Germany.
That
we
is
have
right.
a place. We have a place here called Lubbock, and it, you know, we're country, so we say Lubbock. But
okay,
there it's called
Lubbock. I have a great story. I have a great story for Lubbock, Texas. I don't know if you know. You might have read that. You might not. But my very
go right ahead,
first
I'll let you
gig.
Tell it.
my very first gig that I played with Rod Stewart was actually in Lubbock, Texas, and I will never forget that, because I had to do that gig basically without any rehearsal, because so Rod basically, they already had somebody else, and then that didn't work out, so they were looking for somebody else last minute, like last day of the rehearsals for that tour that was going to continue. So that last day I came in and I got the job, and they were like, okay, but, you know, there's no more rehearsals, and here's all the songs for you to learn, and the next show is in 3 days in Lubbock, Texas. So I had to do that show in front of, like, what is it, like 15,000 people.
Wow.
Without any rehearsals there. So that was quite memorable for me.
Wow.
I was scared to death. I was so scared.
I had never
played in front of that many people, you know, and I had like a lot of solos, like a lot. I had like, I don't know, 8 or 9 solos, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm scared.
Wow. Look, so when you mess up, no one knows but you. I mean, maybe the band, right? But I mean, you know, no one really knows, because, you know, we flow with whatever you do. So no one really knows
yeah.
the mess up. You know, so how do you, when you mess up, you know, do you really beat yourself up about it?
I used to, you know, in the beginning, I used to beat myself up, especially when you mess up and it's on TV, and that's like a live broadcast on TV, because that you cannot take back. So that's always a lot of pressure. But I learned to not beat myself up over it anymore, you know, when things weren't going perfect, because, you know, nobody's perfect, and you got to move on and just get over it.
Wow. I love it. Now, how do you say exactly where you're from? Is it Lubeck?
Lubeck.
Lubeck. I love it.
Lubeck,
Germany. I have my great-great-grandfather was from Germany, so we may be cousins.
Oh, really?
You never know.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I love it. I love it. So very excited to have this young lady on with us today. That's right, saxophonist Katja Rickerman. She is absolutely extraordinary. Let's get all of your contact information, because all around the globe, you know, people are wanting to get their hands on the CD. They're wanting to find out how they can get you to come, you know, perform at their next event, their next major showcase. You know, how can we get in touch with you so that we can support you at your all of your events? We want to come see you on stage. Let us know where we can find you.
The best way is through my website. It's katjareikerman.com. Do you want me to spell it?
You go. You can go right ahead.
Okay, it's katjareikerman.com.
You got it here first.
That's where you find most of my information. I am actually currently looking for management for my own band. So I don't know if there's like anybody listening that might be interested. I have a show coming up here in Los Angeles. I live in Los Angeles. I've been performing at this place called Vibrato Grill Jazz. It's owned by Herb Alpert. You remember who he is,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's a beautiful jazz club. I've been playing there for many years now. When I used, you know, I also have a little jazz quartet. I play that with my jazz quartet sometimes. But I put an amazing band together that I perform songs from my CD Never Stand Still with. So I have a gig coming up this Thursday. If anybody from the L.A. area is listening, you know, please come check me out.
That's right, that's right. Listen, I do actually may have someone in that area. His name is Jay King, and I may end up sending someone your way. So May
okay.
T, who is one of our staff members here, heard you say that and sent me a message over saying that. So thank you, Métis, for that information. We truly appreciate it. We're going to get you hooked up with a couple of people. So, and he's actually, if I'm not mistaken, in L.A. So I think he manages,
okay.
Oh, goodness gracious, he manages, Karen White and the Gap Band. Oh, goodness, I can't remember who it is right now, but I'll find out for you and I'll let you know. I am so very excited that you were able to call in. This extraordinary saxophonist has toured the world and done amazing things all around the globe, from Australia to South America to Europe. She's amazing. She was with Rod Stewart for 14 years, standing on stages with him across the globe. So we're excited to have her today. She's doing an amazing job. This is her third solo album project. It was entitled Never Stand Still, an incredible live album, 70s retro. I want you guys to go get that. She's got this new and incredible sound. That's right, this new and amazing sound. And one of the songs on this album is entitled Sweet Talk. And I am so very, very excited for you to hear right here on We Talk Radio this next tune. DJ Have Love, I have literally not let you say anything, and I am so sorry. See, that's why they need to
okay.
Shut my mic off.
It's okay. She y'all are so great. You know, I don't mind just sitting and listening to beautiful ladies talk. You know, I've always been told to let the ladies talk while the ladies talk. But you're so amazing, and I really appreciate your work. So
you're a true gentleman.
Yes, he is.
Thank you.
Yes, he is.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. And would you like to say hello to anyone that is out there listening right now?
Oh God, no, I don't really know. I didn't think
about
that.
How about all of your incredible fans that are listening right now to you?
Yes, all my incredible fans, sure. And, you know, if you haven't been a fan, I hope you will be a fan soon.
That's right.
And
I hope The incredible and amazing saxophonist extraordinaire, Katja Rickerman, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yay. Keep tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I am Kia D alongside Hev Love, the extraordinaire, the most amazing DJ ever. He is giving us, the business. Listen, wait, Miss Rickerman, before you go, Katja Rickerman, before you go, could you do me a huge favor?
Okay.
I would love for you to say, you know, introduce your next song. We Talk Radio is the name of the station. If you could just give us a drop and tell us where, you know, just give us a drop and introduce your next song right here on We Talk Radio Network.
And here's my song, Sweet Talk, on We Talk Radio. I hope you enjoy it. Have a great night.
feeling, Have Love?
Loving it, loving it.
My. Listen, I barely could get in my seat after that hit. That was absolutely amazing. Katja Rickerman, that's right, absolutely incredible. You will hear that open up next week's show. That was right there, was Sweet Talk. Listen, I got some sweet talk I want to do to some incredible ladies that I'd love to chat with. That's right, Métis of our Hot Topic panel. How you feeling, Métis? You mic'd up, Métis?
I'm doing great.
Didn't you love that hit?
Yes, it was really nice.
It was lovely.
I've not heard of her before, but I love music like that.
Yes. You've heard of her before, haven't you?
I have not.
You
I don't know
my goodness. Listen, you will never forget her again. Katja Rickerman, I want you to make sure you check her out. Go back and listen to the beginning of the show. Anyone who missed it, I know you guys were tuned in. But anyone who missed the show, I want you to make sure you go back and tune in and catch the beginning of the show so that you can hear her incredibleness. She's got an extraordinary CD, and she's got another hit called Walking the Dog. We're going to be hearing that one in just a minute. I cannot wait. Let's see how our church lady, we've got an incredible and amazing lady, a woman of God, who's with us tonight. Sister Perry, how you feeling?
Great, great, great. How's everybody?
CP's
awesome.
Here.
Listen, glad you're here tonight. How did you enjoy that tune?
That was really nice. That was a nice tune. I enjoyed that. I had not heard her before, but I enjoyed that. That's the kind of music that I enjoy listening to.
That's right, baby. Listen, you're ready to hear from Talk Radio. Katja Rickerman, don't forget, she's an incredible soloist. She is amazing. You can get her CD, and I say that you should get one. Signed, get an autographed copy, you know, see how you can get an autographed specialized copy from her, you know, something that's personalized just for you, you know, so if you're tuned in, make sure you check her out, an incredible and amazing young lady. We've got hot topics tonight. I've got someone else I've got to bring in. We've got to find out how he's feeling. Listen, we got to have love here. We got to bring in some more manpower. You know, they get to feeling funny when it's only one of them. You got to bring in some more. How you doing, Mr. Jones? Leonard Jones on the Hot Topic panel is joining us. How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How y'all doing tonight?
It's hot now.
Yeah, but it's Hot Topic.
It is.
You got a little steamy.
Yeah. Listen. I know you were getting mic'd up a minute ago. Did you just so happen to catch that incredible tune, Sweet Talk, by the incredible Katja Rickerman?
You talking about that jazz?
Yes, hunty. Yes.
That was some good jazz. I like that.
That was amazing, wasn't it?
That all day. Oh yeah.
Listen to it all night long. I want y'all to make sure you check it out. I'm telling you, and she's got incredible producers behind her. She's absolutely amazing. KatjaRickerman.com. I'm gonna keep promoting her because I'm telling you, I'm gonna keep talking about this song. And then we got another one coming up, Walking the Dog. That's right. We're going to be playing that one in just a little bit. Hot topics tonight. The incredible Mr. Diddy will be joining us in a little bit. We're going to make sure we get her mic'd up correctly, and she'll be joining us in just a second. But before we do that, I know that we've evaluated exactly how your children are kind of picking on each other, even if it's friendly picking.
Absolutely.
According to Mr. Diddy, we got extraordinary events, amazing things happening. We Talk Radio. Make sure you check out these extraordinary guests that were on today. Jason Taylor, that's right. Jason is with Code Authority. You can find it at codeauthority.com. He is a custom software development consultant group. He has an incredible and amazing, it's a side program. It's a program, and it's called Code Launch, and you can find it at codelaunch.com. As a matter of fact, Leonard Jones with My Dot Designs, I want you to go to codelaunch.com. This program is a seed program, and you may know of some people who may be interested in it. It's a seed accelerator program designed to assist new businesses who are coming up with new technologies, and they're fully willing to back a new app, a new product, a new technology, and it's all technology-based. So go there to that website, codelaunch.com. Tell them We Talk Radio sent you. Jason Taylor, he's an absolutely extraordinary young man building new things that don't exist through software, through incredible software. So we're really excited about having him on the show today. It was awesome. Also, he's got this incredible golf tournament coming up. It's an annual thing coming up on Flower Mound, ForeMankind.org, F-O-R-E, Mankind.org. Katja Rickerman was with us today. She's an incredible saxophonist from Germany. Really excited. She might end up being our cousin because I got some parts of Germany in me, I think. She actually was with Rod Stewart for 14 years, and she was on stages with him across the world. She worked on her third CD entitled Never Stand Alone. It was a 70s retro soul live. It was awesome. Really excited about it. She worked with the incredible Jeffrey Carruthers on that, an incredible producer. She also has this incredible and amazing hit that I'm about to play right now. I absolutely could not wait to play this. We played one earlier entitled Sweet Talk. This one right here is Katja Rickerman's latest hit which is her latest CD entitled Walking the Dog. I'm so very, very excited about it. Thank you all so much for being here. Listen, Métis, could I get you to pray us out today? Thank you all so much, Hot Topic Channel. Mr. Diddy, Leonard Jones, find him at my.designs. You can also find him at ljones at my.designs.com. My.designs.com. My.design.com. I said that right, correct?
No one's going to pay attention to the funny cigar.